Module 6, Communication Part 2. Poor communication among employees and management has been shown to cause low employee morale and a decrease in productivity. Sometimes employees can feel unsure about approaching you or are not sure what to do when they have a problem. Encourage your employees to engage in two-way communication and ask questions when they receive new information. When they know who they can come to in a jam, they will feel more comfortable communicating their needs. Be honest and clear. One of the pitfalls about team communication is that we try to hide information from each other. Managers will try to sugarcoat a problem within the company, or employees won't mention how hard they are struggling with an assignment. When speaking with your employees, don't try to hide facts behind blurred words. If you have to deliver bad news, be upfront and let them know what is going on. If you need to change something they are doing or working on, be clear as to why and the effect it will have on them. When we try to hide facts or information, employees can become skeptical and will eventually lose their trust in you. Tips: remain honest even if it is a negative aspect. Speak clearly and don't hide the fact behind sugar-coated words. Ensure the employee is clear about what they hear. Any questions? Stay in constant contact. Nothing can be more frustrating than trying to reach a manager that has fallen out of touch. Employees need to be able to reach you during regular business hours and should always have a source to contact outside those hours, i.e., on-call, second shift manager. It is especially hard for virtual team members since they cannot always physically contact you and will need some other way to speak to you when needed. It is important for you to stay in constant contact with your team members and ensure them that you are there for them when they need you. Some examples include sending daily emails to check on progress or making regular meetings to follow up with employees. Make a note of employees that need your assistance more often and be sure to check up on how they are doing over time. By staying in contact now, you are helping to prevent further problems later. Don't make assumptions. We all know that old saying of what happens when we assume. A common problem in communication is assuming that we have delivered all the information needed or assuming that the employees will not have any trouble with their work. These assumptions can cause us to leave our team members out to dry and cause them to feel as though you are not there to help them. The employees can begin to resent you and may feel too uncomfortable to ask for further information. Ask for employees to follow up on any information they receive, especially if they have questions or concerns. Periodically, check on each employee's productivity and ask if they are having any difficulties or need another problem addressed. Your team members can benefit from your guidance, so don't assume they will make it on their own without you. Set up email protocols. Email is one of the most important forms of communication on a virtual team. It allows a person to send a message from anywhere and at any time. Unfortunately, it can often be misused and can lead to confusion and upset team members. When the virtual team is formed and introduced to using email, introduce employees to the rules and regulations of using email for contact purposes. Outline when it should be used in different situations and stress that it is for company business, not personal usage. Many companies require employees to sign a form acknowledging that they are aware of the email protocols and will abide by them. Again, don't assume your employees know the protocol and follow up with them to check for any questions. Case study. Allison has been managing her virtual team for several months. She sends them information on a weekly basis and follows up with her team members regularly. Although she receives emails regularly, protocol states that any problems or concerns should be addressed another way, such as by phone or in person. One of her employees, Bob, has had some trouble earlier when he is supposed to format his end-of-the-month reports. When she last spoke with him, she was upfront and clear about his poor performance and helped him outline ways to improve. The deadline was approaching, and Allison did not want to assume that he was not having trouble again. She called his location and checked on his progress. Bob let her know that he was doing better and had fixed his previous errors. Even though he didn't need her help, Allison was sure to let him know that she was there for him if he needed her.